Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.
Well, it's Chelsea who started the Premier League season as favourites, 15-8 after all their impressive buys. But where are the Sky Bet punters putting their money? Well, we've been looking at the stats, and it's actually Manchester United, despite finishing 7th in the Premier League last season, have attracted 33% of all stakes on the Premier League outright markets, 92 in the market at the moment. So they're not exactly a massive price given their struggles. Lost three of their key players in Patrice Evra, Rio Ferdinand and Nemanja Vidic over the summer. But like I say, it's been quite remarkable to see. They've actually attracted four times the amount of money as their rivals Man City, who are 12-5 in the market, despite Man City being champions and finishing way ahead of their rivals over the summer. Arsenal and Liverpool, actually, the second and third best backsides, slightly more tempting prices at 6-1 and 11-1 respectively, whilst Tottenham struggling to attract any interest really despite their price of 6-1. So punters not exactly inspired by Spurs' business, and it seems to be the sides that are splashing the cash that are really interesting the punters. Looking at other markets, well, the top goal scorer always very popular at Sky Bet, and it's Sergio Aguero that leads the way, 4-1. Robin van Persie 9-2, but it's Wayne Rooney at 12-1 who is the most popular pick. Quite an interesting one actually. Bojan, who signed for Stoke, is actually Sky Bet's biggest liability, 100-1 in the market. A few fancying him. Pretty prolific for the Barcelona academy, but didn't exactly blow too many people away last season. Just 4 goals for Ajax in the Eredivisie. And looking at the relegation market, well, there's been plenty of change ahead of the start of the season. Obviously, Toni Pulis's departure has caught many by surprise and has resulted in Palace being backed for the drop. Second favourites now, having been 5th in that market, 15-8. But it's actually Southampton who have been backed more than any other club. Of course, mass sales for them, plenty of key players leaving, including 3 of them heading to Liverpool, their face at the start of the weekend. But Southampton 9-2 now from 14-1 for relegation. They're actually a shorter price than Sunderland, who finished last season 18 points worse off. But it is Burnley who are the favourites. Like I say, Palace follow their QPR 4-1, Leicester 5-2, West Brom 5-2, and Aston Villa 3-1, the same as Hull, Swansea 4-1. But it's Southampton at 9-2 that have attracted more money than any other club for relegation.
This audio is brought to you by Sky Sports News Radio. Listen live at skysports.com or on the Sky Sports apps. Give us 15 minutes and we'll give you the day's sports news.